Welcome, and thank you for taking an interest in the contemporary art collection of the Hamilton Princess Hotel and Beach Club. The hotel, called the Pink Palace, opened its doors in 1885. Since then, royal visitors, celebrities, and guests from around the world have called the hotel home for over a century. The Green family purchased the hotel in 2012 and immediately started renovations by introducing their contemporary art collection. The collection is remarkable, featuring a museum-level checklist of key modernists, American and British pop artists, and contemporary provocateurs. Bermuda's homes have a particular architectural vernacular or language of expression, which can be considered as the island's first art form. At the hotel's entrance, in the context of nearby historical and modern buildings, we can identify classic features like window eyebrows, decorative balconies, the white roof, and of course, here, the distinct pink hue. These elements have maintained over time and lend to the authenticity of the hotel structure. When standing in the front garden with Sylvestre Gauvry's blue wave-like sculpture, Princesse des Airs in polished stainless steel, we experience an evocative juxtaposition or contrast between postmodern art and an historical building. This is an effect experienced throughout the hotel as old features such as antique hand-blown glass fixtures, hand-hewn antique mirrors, and mahogany paneling exist side-by-side contemporary artwork. Ahead, we see Yu Min-jin's Warrior No. 10. Using exaggeration and humor to shed light on meaningful messages is inherent to the portfolio of satirist Yu Min-jin. Consider the title of the artwork to the depiction of the figure, which presents the artist's interpretation of his own face and body. What is the warrior missing? What is his cause? Is the pose an act of free will, or an act of resistance, or a sign of resignation? Julian Opie makes a bold statement with his freestanding cement portrait of Nathaniel Mitchell Blake, a successful British sprinter. In 2024, Opie developed a sprinter series in partnership with the British Olympic Association, and likely this homage to Nathaniel emerges from this. The simplicity of facial details serves as an evocative contrast to the other artists featured in the front garden. How many Opies can you find in the hotel's collection? To the right, Daniel Arsham's Eroded Astronaut. Take a moment to observe the object from a distance. This life-sized bronze figure is a realistic crafting of the astronaut in proper NASA gear, with particular attention given to the patina and surface qualities of the sculpture that augment this realism. The empty footprint is an uncanny suggestion of movement, which is articulated beautifully after a rain. Consider the artist's intentions with the eroded chunks missing from the figure and the insertion of chromed prisms. Is this American artist commenting on the past, present, or future? Robert Indiana's Love effectively sets the tone for the art collection experience. We may know this artwork already from our travels to New York or Chicago, and this familiarity is comforting. If we are unfamiliar with the work, we can understand the simple, direct message arranged in large-scale woodblock letters from Child's Play. Inside the lobby, above the fireplace mounted onto huge slabs of polished white marble, is a splash of dazzling blue in a comical shape that is called Monkey Blue, although many see other characters. Here is Jeff Koons having some fun with a beautiful material that appears delicate and precious while presenting a simple, undetermined shape. Safe to say, our art experience has just begun.